Haskell, brother and sister. S. Ned. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 5th, 1900. Typed. Dear brother and sister Haskell, we did not suppose that you would remain in America more than 1 year. We shall certainly be very glad to see you back again. We need your help very much in many places. I have wished so often that you could be in Maitland now, just now. There is need of a decided, persevering effort. Christ assured his disciples that after his ascension, he would send them a gift. What was the gift that was deemed worthy of his inauguration in the heavenly courts? The Holy Spirit, sent to enlighten, convert, and sanctify the soul. God would give all gifts in one. Therefore, he sent the Holy Spirit. Then why should not we expect the fulfillment of this promise? These signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16, verse 17. Why do we not look for the gift of God in its fullness? Christ is saying to us, O ye of little faith. Our hearts must be worked by the Holy Spirit. We must believe that the Lord wants us to come to him just as we are, without any delay, and in faith call upon him to work for us. The Lord desires to manifest his power among his people. Where there is now one at work, there should be more than 1,000. Not ordained ministers, but men and women of faith and prayer who can work for God without receiving wages. We have no means to pay more workers in this country, but do not delay sending them on. I have not yet received one penny from the sale of The Desire of Ages. I sincerely hope that some money will come to me ere long. God lives and reigns, and sometime, I hope, the money will come. God's people throughout the world are to become one in interested action. We must eat the bread of life, the word of the living God. Both Seventh-day Adventists and those who do not profess to believe the truth are to be converted. In order that sinners may become children of God, those who profess to believe the truth must feel in their hearts and reveal in their lives the consecrating power of truth. Every church must become as the garden of the Lord. We need to arouse. We need to be holier and still holier. Before the prophecy, the weak shall be as David, and David as the angel of the Lord, Zechariah 12, verse 8, can be fulfilled, the children of God must put away every thought of suspicion against their brethren. Heart must beat in unison with heart. Christian benevolence and brotherly love must be far more abundantly shown. The words are ringing in my ears, draw together, draw together. The desire for preeminence must die. One subject of emulation must swallow up all others. Who will most nearly resemble Christ in character? Who will most entirely hide self in Christ? We need now to press our petitions to the throne of grace and believe that the work of grace will be done in our camp meetings, in our families, and in our individual hearts, till, as on the day of Pentecost, the whole multitude that believe will be of one mind and one heart. The Spirit of God must annihilate all selfishness. It is not additional evidence that we need, but the impression of the truth we already understand, made deep and thorough by a faithful impartation of it to others. Everyone is first to attend to his own individual case. Then he is to act in perfect unity with his brethren. The hearts of the believers are to be as the heart of Christ. Every pulse is to beat in harmony with the heart of Christ. We are to be one with Christ and one with each other, that the world may believe that God has sent his Son into the world. We are living in a time when men are dead in trespasses and sins. dead men cannot realize anything. Let us bear a testimony that is in accordance with the truth we believe. Let us be united in cooperation as a living whole. The dry bones need to be breathed upon by the Holy Spirit of God, that they may come into action as by a resurrection from the dead. It is not because of a niggardliness on the part of God that there is a dearth of the Holy Spirit in our churches. This dearth the churches alone can change. God says to his people, "Arouse and create an interest in holy things." Where is our faith? Wherein do we sustain a proper relation to Jesus Christ? Do we follow him in self-denial and stability? Do we talk the truth with the understanding? When God pours out his Spirit upon the churches, they will bear fruit to his glory. The sword of the Spirit, newly edged with power, will cut both ways. In God's vineyard, there is earnest work to be done. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed with a loud voice all over the land. Every vestige of business that breeds dishonesty, every thread of selfishness, is to be swept away by the latter rain. All idolatry is to be consumed. Let every altar be thrown down, save the one that sanctifies the gift and the giver, the cross of Calvary. New territory is to be added to God's kingdom. New tracts of moral vineyard are to be cultivated as the garden of the Lord. Many more people will leave the other churches as they see what is comprised in the conflict going on in these last days. The honor of the law of God is to be vindicated before the unfallen worlds, before the heavenly universe, and before the fallen world. The bitterest persecution will come, but when Zion arises and puts on her beautiful garments, she will shine forth in the beauty of holiness. God designs us to have more life and more power because the glory of God has risen upon the church. If the truth is received, unsightly barrenness will not continue to exist. Christ's word is eternal life to the receiver. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth, acting upon high and holy principles, showing in a high, elevated sense the line of demarcation between those who keep the commandments of God and those who trample them under their feet. The sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those who keep a spurious rest day. When the test comes, it will be clearly shown what the mark of the beast is. It is the keeping of Sunday. Those who, after having heard the truth, continue to regard this day as holy, bear the signature of the man of sin, who thought to change times and laws.